Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Once again, we've got our favorite guest, because he really is a guest on this show, but he's one of the talk radio news posse, one of Ellen's gang, and that would be the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, in our virtual green room. And Bob, I want to ask you about this. You know, I go out and speak, and it turns out that you go out and speak. Imagine that. And you were speaking somewhere today. What's that like for you when you do that? Do you get a real jolt out of it?
Yes, I still do. You know, I did thousands of speeches when I was in Congress, but I spoke at West Liberty University. I spoke at a high school not long ago. I like it. I really do. And I always tell them, look, I'm not seeking votes, so you're going to get a lot of truth here.
That's good. You're going to get a lot of truth. Because, you know, with politicians, it's 50-50. You don't know.
Well, possibly it depends, before the election or after.
True. Before or after. That was good you say that. All right. How about this story? Bo Bergdahl, they're saying that he's getting hit with desertion. Are you surprised by that or no? I mean, even the State Department is saying the Bergdahl swap was worth it because now that this has come out. I guess in some ways I'm not surprised because of a lot of the information that started to come out. But, boy, it sure took a long time, didn't it?
Well, that's what surprised me, because it was taking so long. They have two articles on him that they charged him with. But what I see, I got surprised today because I didn't think they were going to charge him because it just took too long. I mean, they had videos. They had information. What on earth would take you that long? I mean, unless they were just completely paranoid and want to make sure they made zero mistakes on this because of the nature of the sensitivity of the exchange.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. I guess that's it. We're going to talk about that, folks, obviously, on this show. What do you think, fair or foul, on that decision? 855-266-KATE,
855-266-5283. I'm sorry, that's going to be very interesting, Kate, because it comes down to if you knew what you knew now, do you still support an exchange? You know?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It is interesting. So how about this, the Loretta Lynch delay, what is going on? And, you know, people are asking, is this, even Josh Earnest at the White House kind of ducked and dived on this question because he was flat out asked about whether race was a factor. What?
This one is a huge mistake by the Republicans. First of all, it's just against every principle of substance that you hold her nomination up because you don't like the way the Democratic side isn't voting on some bill that has nothing to do with her, number one. As much as the Republicans didn't like Holder anyway, she's a breath of fresh air for them. She should be. But she actually answered some questions more to the Republican side, you know, satisfaction. And I just wonder where it is going. I mean, it starts to look, you know, like they're trying to find reasons to hold her up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just dragging on so, so long. I mean, I thought from the Republican point of view, the idea was, ugh, we hate Holder, get Holder out, and now this is right. Dragged out longer. I mean, he resigned months and months ago.
He did, and now they're dragging the process out. And again, they don't have a valid reason for not appointing her, and that's allowing people to say, well, okay, there's no valid reason. She performed well. She has nothing bad in her background. Maybe it's the color of her skin. I mean, you know, they're starting to invite questions because they have no legitimate reason. And you can't pass the smell test in government to say, well, American people, we're holding her up because we don't like the way the Democrats are treating us on another bill. That doesn't pass the smell test.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because the whole idea was Holder, Holder, Holder. And so, wait, you're holding on to Holder because he's still in that gig, even resigning, while this is being dragged out with Lynch. That's the thing that I think is baffling to me. All right, also baffling, or maybe not, but actually kind of funny, is Senator Ted Cruz announcing, as you know, we already talked about this, running for president, first one in, and now the birther controversy over Cruz as to whether or not, can he really run because of the of Canada, being born in Canada, and he renounced the citizenship and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, wow, does this really have legs? You know who's really pushing it? It's Donald Trump.
Oh, of course Trump is. I mean, he went after the president on the birther thing, you know, and making a bet and everything. He's got some legitimate ground to stand on, in the sense that we know Ted Cruz was born in Canada. We also know that in 2013 he gave up his Canadian citizenship. That's kind of a long time to wait. So, he's fair game for it. I mean, this is a guy that talks about immigrants. Mm-hmm. You know, and he might have came legally from Canada, but the fact remains, I think he's probably a legal candidate, because this whole thing is just a train wreck of what our founders really meant. But it's just so ironic, of all people, Ted Cruz, and sure, he's going to be open game for Donald Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you know how it is when you get out of Washington and then you get a chance to, I guess, continue along the path of trying to influence and whatnot. So what's the deal with Dick Cheney? Did you see this item? If you haven't, I'll tell you about it. He was the headliner for the big fundraiser they have, the Republicans fundraiser, the annual dinner. And the dinner raised $17.5 million for, you know, House Republicans. And you look at Dick Cheney, I mean, this guy has 100 hearts and 9 lives. And is he sort of like the Don Corleone of the Republicans?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's like, you know, Luke, I'm your father, Darth Vader. I mean, you know, all you can miss me is a, you know, and he's a darling of, when I was in Congress, I mean, he would walk in the room and people would be like, Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
And I always thought, wow, you know, I mean, he reminds you of when he shot that guy with that gun, you know, he's sort of like a guy that looks after he shoots you, has kind of a crooked smile on his face and says, you better put a Band-Aid on that. You know, I mean, he's a trip and a hardcore guy, and they love him. He can bring in money.
Yeah, see, is that the deal? There's just some people that, for whatever reason, they just get that tag. They're just beloved. That's it. And no matter what, this is a person, like you said, that can raise money, that excites people. You mention it. Here you are in Congress, and you see the air come out of the room when he walks in. You know, who would you even compare that to? Who would compare? I can't even think of, you know, thinking of who would compare. Well, Clinton in a different way, I guess,
Clinton,
right, Bill Clinton?
Yeah, in a different way, not in a scary way.
Yeah.
Clinton in a different way. But, you know, Dick Cheney, it was kind of well known in Republican circles that at some point in time he must have shut the door at the White House and said, hey, George, toughen up, you wimp. I mean, that's the feeling, that he was the guy that made George Bush, you know, get with it. And that's the feeling. I've heard that many times privately.
Yeah, I've heard that too privately once or twice, that was what happened with Cheney, because he doesn't really suffer fools and doesn't care. He has that, you know, he has that thing, I don't care, I'm not worried so much about what people think, so it was easy for him to say that, I think, to Bush.
Interesting. Oh, and he doesn't care. I mean, he really, seriously, you can't offend him.
No, that's what I heard too. Interesting. All right, Bob Ney, and we never know what we're going to get. You're like a box of Cracker Jacks. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. We'll see you. Bye, Kate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 60 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do.
Everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. You heard what I had to say at the top, talking to Bob Ney about Bo Bergdahl. Fair or foul, so many of you reacted to Bergdahl's story and were furious that Bergdahl was part of that swap, the 5-for-1 swap, because you knew after reading so many of the details, you weren't buying that he was not going to be charged with desertion. And yeah, he eventually here is charged with the desertion. It took almost a year for that to happen. Not quite, but almost a year. And a lot of frayed nerves, a lot of families upset on all sides of this, particularly families who went looking for Bergdahl. Felt as though family members felt because they risked their lives, you know, where putting themselves out there trying to find him, and yet he's now being charged with desertion. So in walking away, he put those soldiers in harm's way, and there's no doubt about that. You always have your brothers. You in the military certainly know that expression, live and breathe it, you get it. I have family members, I've said this before, and boy, if there was one thing, there was an unspoken, everybody you served with, so much so that the concern often when somebody's tour is up is, or if they're injured, they want to go back. They don't want to leave anybody behind. for them to watch their back. So naturally, when something happens with Bergdahl, they're not automatically saying, oh, yeah, he walked away. He dropped his weapon. This is no, they're saying, well, what if he's kidnapped? What if something else happened? We can't just leave him out there. We can't do that. Him. We got to go and search. And that's, of course, what happened and put too many in his unit in a terrible position. In an awful position. Then this, you know, fast forward years later, the swap is made. Then there is heel dragging on the decision. Okay, of course, have to be thorough, have to investigate, have to look at all the angles because you're not going to make a mistake, especially with the heat on and people watching and paying attention as to what the military is going to do, because there was a fevered pitch about Bergdahl so much that there was going to be a parade when he came back. And man, as soon as stories started to break about possible desertion and other soldiers being harmed, that was shut down immediately. There was no more talk of having a parade, welcoming him back, any of that. So there was also no way that there wasn't going to be a really thorough investigation. Upshot is, absolutely, hands down, he deserted. He walked away. Terrible things happen in war. No doubt he could have been a tortured soul at some point. But absolutely, all of what has been gathered, all of the knowledge of the military clearly points to dropping the arm, going away, and them spending time, sadly, because this is the other bizarre part of this. I mean, you know, in America, you're innocent until proven guilty. There's going to be a trial. We got the charges, but there's going to be a trial. The 5-for-1 infuriated so many. The other band of brothers searching for him infuriated so many, rightfully so, including me. But at the same time, once he was with the Taliban, the torture that he endured, he spent months chained to a bed. He was chained on all fours, or he was even locked in a cage. So he was held for 5 years, 5 fat years. What would that be like to be chained like an animal for that length of time? The charges that he faces smash a maximum penalty on his head, life in military prison. Probably he's stripped of his rank, forfeits pay. Now, there still is the trial situation, and he could come out on the other side of this. These are charges. So it's very similar, in a sense, to a grand jury, whether the charges are appropriate, and then it could be court martial proceedings. It could end up that way. This has been, like I said, almost a year. He disappeared in 2009. He comes back thanks to the U.S. efforts and that trade. He comes back in 2014. But he comes back under massively controversial circumstances. And what choice did the military have? What direction were they going to go? He has to be held accountable. The tales of being captured are sad or awful or sick. Awful. But he ultimately has to answer to the charges, because otherwise, where do we show leniency? I mean, what does the military do? Oops, somebody can't handle it. Yeah, we know it's rough. Oof. So you decide you're going to walk away. And then in walking away, getting captured too. The unit. How harsh it was on the unit. But also imagine this. The court-martial conviction. Being discharged dishonorably. He wouldn't get veteran benefits. I mean, there's just so many things that are at stake here for Bergdahl, for Bo Bergdahl. Whether he was beaten, all those terrible things happen with a copper wire, a rubber hose, had to watch Taliban videos, had no idea how long he was in captivity, had no concept of time, just dark periods where there was no light or constant light. Whatever they decided to heap on him. And if you just knew that part of the story, it would infuriate you. But it's the other part that you can't get by, or I can't get over that hump. John McCain, the Senate Armed Services Committee chair, says the charges are an important step. He says it's an important step in the military justice process in determining what happens next and moving forward in what happens now. I mean, he deserted during a time of war, and Americans lost their lives searching for him. Then he was freed back in May. That's the story, the one for five. And the White House took a lot of heat for that. So now this process goes, the accountability factor is there for Bergdahl, and they'll do what they do in the military. They'll go through the process. They'll hold together the integrity of that process. And the White House, I think, wants to just not really have much conversation about this. Because remember, I'll say it again for the third time, 5-for-1. That was the circumstances here, 5-for-1. Bergdahl was freed in May. No congressional approval for this. It was just the president's action. And there was all this fanfare and how great this was going to be and Haley, Idaho was going to explode, and they canceled it. Couldn't, because there were too many unanswered questions about what he did, about how he disappeared. Dude, how do you leave your guys? Everybody's riddled with problems. Everybody's sick of what's happening. Everybody's exhausted. It's tough. It's tough. You know, he had been doing an administrative job in San Antonio at Fort Sam Houston. And Bergdahl had a sponsor to help him kind of adjust to life after being imprisoned for, you know, 5 years. And when he came back, Bergdahl didn't even want to meet with his parents. But now I guess he's kind of communicating with them, but still has not met them, his parents, face to face. So fair or foul, if you want to chip away at this, you certainly can. I invite you 24/7, especially when we're on the air, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Laura Sierras of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The U.S. Army Forces Command has thoroughly reviewed the Army's investigation surrounding Sergeant Robert Beaudry Bergdahl's 2009 disappearance in Afghanistan and formally charged Sergeant Bergdahl under the Armed Forces Uniform Code of Military Justice on March 25, 2015, with desertion, with intent to shirk important or hazardous duty, and misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command, unit, or place, and has referred the case to an Article 32 preliminary hearing. Sergeant Bergdahl is charged under the Uniform Code of Military Justice with one count of Article 85, desertion with intent to shirk important or hazardous duty, and one count of Article 99, misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command, unit, or place. As you recall, Sergeant Bergdahl disappeared June 30, 2009 from combat outpost Mess Lalak in Paktika Province, Afghanistan, and was subsequently captured. There are potential punishments associated with the two charges. Article 85 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, desertion with intention to shirk important or hazardous duty, carries a maximum potential punishment of a dishonorable discharge, reduction to the rank of E1, total forfeiture of all pay and allowances, and a maximum confinement of 5 years. Article 99 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command, unit, or place, carries a maximum potential penalty of a dishonorable discharge, reduction to the rank of E1, total forfeiture of all pay and allowances, and possible confinement for life.
All right, so this reinforces what so many of us already thought. And for the Obama administration, it's an embarrassment because of the 5-for-1 deal and the fact that Congress wasn't included in this. So certainly we already know that deal. But the fact that they were, woohoo, really celebrating the whole Bergdahl thing, even though there were warning signs of desertion. I mean, hey, disappears. It's not a full-on signs of the Taliban kidnapping him, because that was what was suspected. You do have to always err on the side of, hey, we're innocent until proven guilty. I don't want to live in the world where we're guilty, guilty, and it's the opposite way. I have no desire to live in England for that reason, right? You are guilty, brother. You got to bring it in and prove it. But in this case, that was already pumped out there, meaning so many knew, look, this guy walked away. He walked away. But you have to give him his day. So the military was smart, I think, to slow play this part of it. But now, because of all the criticism of the trade and the desertion charges and all of that and what that entails, there is an interesting thing at work here. Don't be shocked if we see this trial postponed down the road until the president is out of office in January of 2017. We're already into almost halfway through 2015. It can be slow dragging anyway once you go to the whole court-martial thing because of the evidence and how you proceed. And they're not going to, in my opinion, they're not going to push this one quickly through. I just don't think that'll happen because the lawyer will try to slow it down, all of that. His defense will try to do that. But also, this is to the advantage of the White House, because then I'm out of office. Woohoo! I'm worried about my library. I'm speaking. I'm writing my more memoirs, whatever. But really, that's how it is. Out with the old and with the new, and we're on to something else, and it becomes a blip on the radar screen. But it's not a blip on the radar screen, because it's not fair to so many others who serve. When somebody does that, If you didn't, when you had the evidence, file these kinds of charges and go through the process, it would be a criminal disservice to every single soldier who serves. You know, we've had Jeff Atticott on the show so many times, terrorism expert, talking about this. And immediately when the Bergdahl thing happened, I asked him, he said, he's a deserter, needs to be tried. Absolutely. It's a miscarriage of justice if he isn't. The military needs to follow this through. And, of course, this is exactly what's happened. And now you get it, what desertion is and all of that. It's interesting because it would be different if he were a civilian, of course, but willingly walking off the base without a weapon. And think about this. The president, this is jumping ahead, jumping the shark. The president's people, anyway, brought Bergdahl's parents to the White House to announce that trade, remember, at the Rose Garden ceremony. And so many at that point thought that that was wrong, improper, shouldn't have done that, because they knew. They already had known this, that he walked off without a weapon, that, boom, he was gone. It wasn't the Taliban swooping down and snapping him up. That was clear. That wasn't the case. So my question to you is, and the mailbag is flooded with this, by the way. So coming up in our next hour, you'll hear a couple of the opinions on this Bergdahl thing. But by deserting, and you look at it, if you actually looked at Article 85 of the UCMJ, as was pointed out to me right when this started, we're talking death as a possible outcome because it happened during wartime. We are in war. We were considered to be in war and still are. But people don't see it that way. Do you think of it as war? Are you thinking that we're in a war right now? I'm saying, I think people aren't thinking that. So maybe I'm way off base. What do you think? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You have a shot to jump on because maybe you disagree and maybe you think that this is, it's too harsh and it's too harsh the way it's being, you know, looked at. So maybe that's wrong in your opinion, and all opinions are welcome. All opinions are welcome. So you can flood the phone lines or you can send me an email. AmericaTonight.net. Now, the other possibility is, depending on how this all goes, right, could we be talking about a pardon, perhaps, depending on how that all plays out? Possibility. Because, you know, I can't read the tea leaves completely, and there still are... There are still some things at play here. There are still some things that could work in Bergdahl's favor. But the bottom line is, how do you treat it? Walks away, kidnapped by the Taliban, goes through hellacious, terrible, awful 5 years, for the most part, with the Taliban. Then he's rescued, and then, of course, all this other stuff unfolds afterwards. It's definitely embarrassing for the White House, because it would be much better to have a hero's welcome, have the parents in the Rose Garden celebrate, be excited, have the parade in Haley, and everybody's happy. Woohoo! And this is great, and this is a win for the U.S. because, hey, we saved somebody that was being treated like an animal. So this is good. This is good if we do this. General Hayden says the charges reinforce military conduct standards, and therefore... You know, this is necessary, the Army's decision to do this, that you've got tens of thousands, as I made the point, of young men and women who go there, and they don't do what he did. And you think on, you know, on one level, as General Michael Hayden said, retired Air Force, who, you know who Hayden is, that you feel terrible for him, that he was probably troubled and was having all kinds of thoughts and, you know, whatever, but at the same time, because of the people and their duty and the people that he was with and in his, that were there in his unit, that kind of a step would have to have consequences. It would have to bring something with it. You can't just ignore it. You can't ignore it because then it'll turn around and bite you in the end. Meaning, what about everybody else who serves? What about somebody else that has a bad day and says, wow, this is not what I signed up for. Oh, I can't believe what I've seen. I narrowly have escaped death how many times, and my friend was blown up. My friend is dead, or my friends or my unit are back in the States struggling with whatever limb they lost or whatever situation we all got in, and I'm here. And this is terrible, and I can't leg this one out. I can't do it. Which, who knows, that could have been part of what was running through his head. So anyway, the upshot is Bergdahl, just a 28-year-old guy, seemingly would have his whole life in front of him, formally charged with desertion with intent to shirk important or hazardous duty and misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command unit or place. I mean, that's it, and that's the specifics of it. It's very frustrating and very sad. This is very sad. But the process is the process, and the process is to get to the point where you have charges or you don't have charges against Bo Bergdahl, and sure enough, they came up with them. Coming up on America Tonight, a movement to split California, perhaps a 51st state. Mark Baird, we're talking to him next here on ATN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
As somebody who lived in California, boy, I can relate to this. It's gotten very, very interesting. The conversation, my friends, turns to the possibility when you look at a poll that says over 80% want California to split in half and declare the 51st state. Can you imagine? In our virtual green room right now, someone who knows all about those grassroots efforts is Mark Baird. He's the leading grassroots advocate for this, for the spokesman for the state of Jefferson, and it's looking at that Constitution, et cetera. Hey, Mark, thanks for hanging with us on America Tonight.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So explain to people the process. And when you say the state of Jefferson, the movement, and trying to form this 51st state, and how do you bring that all together and make it happen in the northern regions of California?
Well, the process is described in Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. The founders must have foreseen the need for it. In fact, this has been done four times in the history of our country, Maine from Massachusetts, Vermont from New York, West Virginia from Virginia, and I think it was Tennessee from Virginia. And the way we do it is we somehow find a process through which we can determine which counties want to come with us. And so far we have eight of them who have declared and petitioned to withdraw from the state of California. And then we have legislation introduced. We need 51% in the California legislature and 51% in Congress, and we have our new state.
So what's the reaction been? I imagine, you know, you're starting to see people really support this who are frustrated and tired of what they're seeing. What kind of reaction are you getting?
Well, we get a good reaction from the people because the people realize that, first of all, we have no representation. For example, my county shares a state senator with 10 other counties. Los Angeles County has 11 state senators. That's really the reason we're doing this, is we don't have any representation in Sacramento. We're taxed. We don't have any say over how the money's spent. We're subjects of the government here. We're not represented by the government.
Yeah, and how frustrating is that? And then the governor that you have in the situation you've got with water and whatnot. And do you think that what happens is people that don't live in California hear bits and pieces, but time differences and everything else that's going on in our crazy 140-character world can't relate to some of what's, like you say, what's happening and the lack of true representation?
Well, I think people have become used to not having any liberty, and liberty is the most important thing guaranteed by the Constitution, and what we want to do is form a constitutional republic that guarantees liberty for the people, and we're going to do it.
So what do you need to do to bring that back around? What do you need to do to really make this happen, really make it hard to say, you know, this is just another movement, or this can't happen, and great, you can talk about it. How do you make it become a reality?
Well, our job right now is to get as many declarations from as many counties as we can prior to the end of January of 2016. That's when we're going to try to have our legislation introduced. And what we intend to do, because we fully expect to be ignored by the state of California, after all, the people who are being subjugated by the California government have 90% of the resources in our part of the state. And what we're going to do is sue for dilution of vote and lack of representation if that fails. And failing that, we have Plan C as well.
Is it worse, in your opinion, and because you're there, is it worse in Northern California than Southern?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the lower two-thirds of California has 114 state representatives. The northern 20 counties of California has 6.
Wow.
I mean, we lose every time. We're losing the resource issues. We've lost our Second Amendment rights. We've lost our property rights. We've even lost the right to take cattle up and down the road anytime we want to, because the California Air Resources Board thinks they need to push Los Angeles air quality standards on places that could set air quality standards for the entire world.
And do you think part of that's what it is, that there's too much over-regulation?
I think that's the case in the United States in general, in California in particular. I think that's pretty much true everywhere. But once again, we did this. You don't get the government you deserve. You get the government you allow.
I like that. You get the government that you allow. And when you find, when you're out and you're working in those counties and people that are becoming pretty receptive to you, is there any particular demographic that really backs it up? Is it an older demographic or, nah, you kind of see it across the board?
You know, we're seeing more and more young people because they realize that their liberty is gone as well. At first, when we started, it was, you know, pretty exclusively gray. But now we're seeing people from all walks of life because they can't make a living. They're being taxed out of their shirts. Businesses are bailing out of California with reckless abandon. Our children are leaving. They can't come back. They can't get jobs. And that's because our government has deprived us of our liberty and our property. And we can fix that. I mean, we're the ones that allowed it. We're the only ones that can fix it.
Yeah, I like how you said people are bailing out of California because they can't afford it. So they can move someplace else, even though their heart might be in California. It gets to the point where nobody's doing anything, and the taxation is really outrageous, isn't it?
No, it's absolutely outrageous. I mean, my wife and I are ranchers. We're small business owners. And quite frankly, if our business was mobile, we'd leave too, except for the fact that we decided to stay and fight. I mean, I'm sad to say that a lot of people choose to run instead of fight. And if you won't fight now, when will you fight? It's time. It's time for all of us to stop. We created government. People created government, not the other way around. Government serves the people, not the other way around. And we have to demand that behavior out of our government, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and being the, as I described you, as the leading grassroots advocate, as you take that mantle on, like you said, you decided, hey, we're not gonna run, we're gonna stay and fight. Did you envision yourself as, Mark, as somebody who is gonna end up being the spokesperson for the state of Jefferson?
Absolutely not. This was the furthest thing from my mind. All I, you know, I've worked all my life. All I wanted to do was ride my horses and go fishing.
And then you realize, okay, somebody's got to take the bull by the horns, right? So if I don't do it, who else is going to do it? And there might have been other people, but that's when you step up, right? And you realize, okay, this is that moment where I got to step up.
I think God places us in these positions, and it's all part of His plan. And when a door opens, you can't be afraid to walk through it. I've spent my life flying all over the world. I've seen every socialist paradise there is. And I have to tell you, constitutional republic works. And we had better restore constitutional republic to our states and to this country, or we will not like the country that our children and grandchildren grow up in.
Yeah, well said. I mean, it's one thing to go and visit. It's another thing to see. I say this, Mark, all the time. I covered the Mexican elections at one point, of course, the pre and the panistas, and I watched as they just stuffed every single ballot box and were kind of forcing people pretty much to vote a certain way. And I thought, wow, this is not good. And I saw a similar thing in Ecuador where, you can't leave the country unless you vote. And, you know, we live in this such a great country, and I don't understand why more people don't take an active interest in what's happening locally, what's happening in their state, and then ultimately federally. I don't know why that is. Is it somehow we're missing that in school or learning that, or we've just gotten far, far, far away from that?
You know, I've got an old dog, and I love my dog, but he's kind of chained to the table. He knows where the table scraps come from, and he thinks he's free. And that chain's about 16 feet long, and if he only moves 14 feet, he probably won't ever realize it. But the people who have Second Amendment rights, they've already hit the end of the chain. People who are farming, they're hitting the end of the chain. And all of a sudden, I think people in this country are waking up to the fact that what they thought was freedom isn't. It's actually a brand of socialism that I don't care much for. But like I said, we created the government. And James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, Sam Adams all agree. If we allow this, then we admit that the servant is now greater than the master.
Yeah. And you said this at the beginning to bring it around. My final thing is, this is brilliance in a way, because you think of the time that's elapsed. And really, the Founding Fathers knew that these kinds of things were possibilities, didn't they?
They knew all of this. These men were geniuses.
Yep.
You know, people like to say that the Constitution is outdated and that it has to change with the times. But I have to tell you, the Constitution was never meant to protect us from changing times. It was meant to protect us from human nature, and human nature never changes.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth? It never changes. Mark, what a delight to talk to you, and thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And our website, if someone wants to learn more, is soj51.net.
All right, soj51.net. Love it. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.